Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I know how excited you all are for next Tuesday, because it's going to be the 24 All-Star Game down at Globe Life in Arlington, Texas. Dallas, in other words. But the rosters featuring 32 first-time All-Stars and 19 players under the age of 27 has been released. And the AL-NL pitchers and reserves were announced on Sunday for the game July 16th at Globe. The group of first-time All-Stars named include Bobby Witt of the Royals. How about your boy Ellie De La Cruz of the Reds? What a badass he is. This guy can fly around the bases, stealing bases, throwing people out. He does it all, home runs, you name it. He's an absolute stud. How about the rookie outfielder Jackson Merrill with the Padres getting involved? A's closer Mason Miller made it. And how about my buck, the young stud, Pirates rookie right-hander Paul Skeens? He's a candidate to start for the NL in the All-Star game. He became the first player to be named an All-Star this season after being selected first overall in the Major League Draft. Merrill, who's 21, was the youngest player taken on either roster. The O's Gunnar Henderson is 22, the youngest player on the AL team after being elected a starter by the fans. Skeen said, quote, "This is cool, and I'm just grateful for all you guys," end quote. He was talking about his teammates in the clubhouse after Derek Shelton told him he made the team along with Brian Reynolds. Skeens then said, "Since the first day I've been here, I've been part of the team. I couldn't have done it without you guys." So neither team has a player with double-digit All-Star appearances. Salvi Perez has been named a reserve. The Astros' Jose Altuve, the second baseman, elected an AL starter by the fans. They lead the teams with 9 selections each. Nobody's double digits. Phillies first baseman Bryce Harper, one of my favorite players to watch. I go to see him play in games. I've been to the bank. I've gone from New York City to Philadelphia to watch. Yeah, that's right. Just this guy play. I want to see him have 5 at-bats. He's worth the price of admission. So anyway, Harper's joined with a Dodgers first baseman, Freddie Freeman, who's a freak in his own right, and his teammate, shortstop Mookie Betts, who's been injured, and Braves lefty Chris Sale, who's been dominant. They're all-stars for an 8th time. Harper will start after getting named the National League's top vote-getter. Freeman, Betts, and Sale were all selected as reserves. Of course, we know that Betts isn't going to be able to go because he's out with a broken hand. Sale said, quote, "It's definitely satisfying. I appreciate it for sure. They took a chance, and I'm happy to be able to do this for them." The Braves is who he's talking about. He came to the Braves from Boston in December. As for Betts, it was his first selection as an infielder after being named 7 times as an outfielder. He's one of 5 Dodgers pitchers and reserves named to the NL team Sunday, joined by Freeman, Will Smith, the catcher, outfielder Teoscar Hernandez, and righty Tyler Glasnow. That brought the team's total of All-Stars to 6 after Shohei Ohtani was named the NL's starting DH last Wednesday. It was the fifth straight year that they've had at least 5 All-Stars. Only the Phillies have more players. They also have the best record in the majors for most of the season. They have 7 players in it. 4 of them, all pitchers, were named to the team Sunday. Zach Wheeler, Ranger Suarez, Matt Strom, and Jeff Hoffman. They joined Harper, Trey Turner, and Alec Bohm, who were all elected as starters. Meanwhile, out west, the Padres have 5 All-Stars, including their entire starting outfielder, with Merrill joining Fernando Tatis Jr. and the stud Jurickson Profar. They were voted in as starters. A long way that Tatis has come from being thrown out of baseball for juicing. He's back doing his normal thing and getting tested a lot, I'm sure, and performing at a high level like he used to. So he can do it either way, lit or unlit. Closer Robert Suarez and second baseman Luis Arraez were accompanied with them in the outfield starters that made it. So Arraez is just a great hitter flat out. The Guardians have 5 guys on the AL side. Joining starters Jose Ramirez and Stephen Kwan will be DH David Fry, first baseman Josh Naylor, and their closer Emmanuel Clase. He's a freak. The Royals, who lost 106 games last year, they got guys in. How about 4 All-Stars? Witt, Salvi Perez, and starting pitchers Seth Lugo and Cole, don't call me Ronald Reagans. So teams with multiple All-Stars, the Phillies 7, Dodgers 6, Padres and Guardians 5, Royals 4, Orioles, Yankees, Red Sox, Braves, Astros all had 3, the Pirates 2, along with the Tigers, Rangers, Brewers, and Giants, also all with 2 guys selected. Both AL Central teams are going to send more players to the game than the Orioles, Red Sox, and Yankees. Of course, 3 big-time teams from the East. The O's had Henderson, a first-timer, and Adley Rutschman, now a 2-time All-Star. They were elected last week, though. Be joined by right-hander Corbin Burnes, who was selected an All-Star for the 4th time. The Red Sox had their 3 All-Stars named Devers, Jarren Duren, and right-hander Tanner Houck made it. Yankees closer Clay Holmes was named to the team Sunday following Aaron Judge and Juan Soto's selection as starters. Of course, Judge, all rise, led all vote-getters. He's a 6-time All-Star and an All-Star for the 4th straight time. It's Soto's 4th selection and first start. Clay Holmes said he was surprised a little bit. You know, he said, "I don't think you can ever fully expect it. I'm not coming in with a 0 ERA. It's definitely an honor, and I'm super grateful. I'm glad to be part of the team." He didn't look like an All-Star the other night when he gave up those bombs in the 9th inning to lose to the Red Sox. The Rangers are going to have 2 guys, reliever Kirby Yates and second baseman Marcus Semien, representing the home team at Globe Life. So there's 15 teams with 1 rep. The Twins, who had Carlos Correa named a reserve on Sunday, own the best record. The Mariners got in the righty Logan What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Pete Alonso, a 2-time home run derby champ, was the Mets' only player chosen. He's going to be in the derby again. Some of the other lone reps: Jays first baseman Vladdy Jr., Angels lefty Tyler Anderson, he's been great, Miller, the White Sox lefty Garrett Crockett, Rays third baseman Paredes, Cards closer Ryan Helsley, Cubs lefty Imanaga, Marlins reliever Tanner Scott, Nat shortstop CJ Abrams, De La Cruz, of course, Diamondbacks second baseman Ketel Marte, Rado Rockies infielder Ryan McMahon. Those are loan reps for teams. So let's dance next Tuesday night down in Dallas at Globe, the All-Star Game. Shake it.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.